All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we're going deep on something most people don't even think twice about, but kind of makes the whole digital world work.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's everywhere but completely invisible until something goes wrong.
We're talking data resilience. And, you know, when your streaming just stops buffering out of nowhere, or you check your bank balance like instantly.
Or maps just load without a hiccup. Yeah.
That's data resilience working behind the scenes. And that's what we're diving into today.
Really exploring all the complexity that goes into making sure those ones and zeros flow smoothly and accurately.
We'll be digging into a report called The Unsung Heroes of the Data Age, which shines a light on the folks who make this all possible.
The engineers, developers, the technicians, those are the unsung heroes working tirelessly behind the scenes.
So let's start with the basics. I mean, it's pretty obvious we live in a data-driven world, right?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it for a second.
Everything we do online, from streaming movies to online shopping to navigating traffic,
it all depends on this constant flow of information, and it's easy to take it for granted until it stops working.
Until you can't order that pizza.
Exactly. And that's where data resilience comes in. It's all about ensuring that data is accurate, reliable, and available whenever we need it.
So is it kind of like a backup system?
Well, it's more than just backup. It's about designing systems that can withstand disruptions and recover quickly.
So even if there's a server outage or a cyber attack, the data is protected and still accessible.
Precisely. It's like building a digital fortress around our information.
Now, this report we're looking at, The Unsung Heroes, it really highlights the people who make all of this happen right.
Yeah, these are the folks who are constantly fighting to keep the data flowing smoothly.
Talk about pressure.
They're dealing with server outages, software glitches, and cyber attacks. It's a constant battle.
So what happens when something major goes wrong? These things happen right.
Oh, they happen all the time.
One of the stories in the report talks about this team that faced a near catastrophic server failure.
Oh, wow. So what did they do? They had to think on their feet. They were dealing with a massive amount of data at risk, and they had to recover it quickly.
So every minute counts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They ended up using a combination of backup systems, data replication techniques, and some really creative problem solving.
Data replication. I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
It's like having multiple copies of your data stored in different locations.
Oh, I see. So it's like a safety net.
Exactly. If one system goes down, you can switch to another seamlessly. It's a critical part of building data resilience.
Like a spare tire for your data.
Uh-huh. Yeah, something like that.
But you know, it's kind of crazy how much we just take this seamless flow of data for granted.
It really is. We expect things to work perfectly all the time.
I mean, how often do you actually think about the fact that you can stream a movie without buffering or get directions in seconds?
Probably not very often, but it's a testament to the hard work of all those unsung heroes working behind the scenes.
And all the ones and zeros flowing perfectly. But thinking about the future, you know, with things like AI and the Internet of Things, I bet that creates a whole new set of challenges.
We're generating more data than ever before, and it's coming from everywhere. Our phones, our cars, our appliances.
Even our refrigerators are collecting data these days.
Yeah, and that means we need even more robust systems and strategies to manage and protect it.
So the stakes just keep getting higher.
Right. Imagine a future where self-driving cars rely on real-time data to navigate, or where smart cities use data to manage traffic and energy.
Data resilience becomes even more crucial in those scenarios.
Absolutely. It's the foundation of a reliable and secure digital future.
Wow. So we really are living in a data-driven world, and it's all thanks to these often invisible experts that we can do all the things we do online without a second thought.
They're the ones keeping everything running smoothly.
So the next time you pull up a map on your phone or buy something online or stream your favorite show, take a moment to appreciate the incredible work that goes into making that happen.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Without data resilience, our digital world would literally grind to a halt.
We'd be back in the dark ages, digitally speaking, that is.
And nobody wants that.
Definitely not.
So to all the data heroes out there working tirelessly to keep the ones and zeros flowing, thank you.
Fair.
And to all our listeners, next time you encounter a loading screen, take a moment to think about the complex systems and the dedicated people working behind the scenes to make sure that screen disappears as quickly as possible.
And that your data is safe and sound.
Until next time, folks, stay curious.
And stay connected.